This is a dictation for Cynthia Modock, CYNTHIA MODOCK. Cynthia Modock, date of birth 6/7/1965. Date of services 6/19/2023 as a new patient. The history of work related injuries January 2, 2023. Patient is here for a new visit today. She reports the following. She's suffering from severe pain in the lower back, affecting her buttocks, hips, and legs also. And she also reports of swelling, pain, and stiffness in the right knee as the chief complaint. The patient reports that she fell on January 2, 2023. At work. She is a nurse assistant who was going into the patient room, and there was a urine on the floor that she did not see due to the darkness. And in the process of reaching to the patient, she fell onto the wet floor on her right knee. She was having a large contusion at the time, and she reported to the work supervisor and was sent to Concerta urgent care, where she underwent physical therapy and treatment for the right knee contusion. X-rays were negative for any fracture. After 1 month, she was resent to work full-time on a regular job, and she was provided the same floor nursing. And she found that she was unable to work or stand all day long. And she was again resent to Concerta for re-evaluation. Since that time, she has never gone back to work for last 4 months. As her work requires continuous bending, standing, moving around, and due to the pain in her right knee, she is not able to do that. Now she has applied for a federal disability also. She also has been found to have a labile blood pressure. And the last physical therapy was at Concerta on January 31st. She applied for the federal disability in November of last year, actually without even issue of this current accident. Concerta had returned her back to work on February 1st, 2023, when she actually returned back to work, but she could not manage to do the work, and she has not worked since then. She also reported that she has seen an orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Jeffrey Mickelson, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y-M-I-C-H-E-L-S-O-N, on 4/28/2023, who recommended synovectomy of the right knee joint, as there is a fluid in the synovial it was unfortunately the surgery was denied by the workman comp, and hence she was discharged from the surgeon's office. Her primary care physician is Sarah Wisniewski, S-A-R-A-W-I-S-N-I-E-W-S-K-I, for primary care issues. She is found to have a diabetes, although she is not taking insulin. She is on the following medication, which is lisinopril 40 mg, hydrochlorothiazide 5 mg daily, Norvasc 10 mg, clonidine 2 mg, metformin 1000 mg twice a day, Motrin 600 mg twice a day, carbidiol 3.125, and lidocaine cream for topical pain relief. She reports that regarding her histopresenting illness, the pain in the lower back is at 9 on a scale of 1 to 10, and the right knee pain is at 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. These pains are present continuously, and they are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, cramping, benign, sickening, punishing, heart burning, aching, heavy, tiring, exhausting, and fearful. Pain level varies from 6 to 9, and ADLs are affected 9. The patient reports that modify factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by almost everything, including bending, lying down, driving, walking, standing, and sitting, and improved by nothing. The patient does not describe any radiation of pain from lower back to the buttocks or legs, but in the description of her, she reports that there is a pain affecting the buttocks, hips, and legs, but she did not shade them. So far, X-rays and MRIs have been done. She is using an ACE bandage and a knee brace for the right knee without any improvement. She reports a muscle weakness of the right leg and numbness, tingling, pins and needle of both the legs, according to her. No bladder bowel incontinence is reported. There's no weakness, lightheadedness, no saddle anesthesia, no anxiety, depression, panic, no sleep disturbance, no trouble in walking, except she's using a cane to walk with. And she has a right knee brace. History of past treatment, patient report that she has had a 1 month of physical therapy and some medications, but it has not brought some relief. System review, medical history is she has in the heart palpitations, irregular heartbeat, and high blood pressure, possibly heart failure. In the GI, there is a abdomen pain, diarrhea, nausea, weight loss, and endocrine disease, diabetes, neurological back and neck pain, injuries, kidney disease, excess urinating, psychiatric depression, musculoskeletal, arthritis, swelling. Past surgical history is positive for hysterectomy, 8-10-2016. Allergies to seafood and some medication that she doesn't know. Family history is positive for falling. Mother is alive with no medical problem. Father is deceased, unknown cause. Sibling, one of the brother is deceased in a hit and run accident by an alcoholic in 2013. And another sibling is alive. Two sisters are alive. Relationship status, patient is married, lives with her husband. Work history, she used to work as nurse assistant until February 1st of 2023. And she has worked as 30 years at this institution called Optalis, O-P-T-A-L-I-S, which is a nursing home facility. Currently, she is not working. Disability, she is in the process of applying for disability. The attorney's name is none. And personal history, patient does not drink, does not use smoke or use any recreational drugs. And she describes that her sleep is affected. She has a depression and anxiety, but denies any suicidal thoughts, homicidal thoughts, mood problems. In the review of the past records, it is discovered that she had an automobile accident on 10-20-2018, where her husband was driving and she was traveling to go to a cemetery as a front seat passenger. He was trained and that case has been resolved, and she was taken to St. John Hospital at the time of accident. At the time, she had a pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back, with shooting pain to both the buttocks. Physical examination, blood pressure is 173 over 119, pulse is 83, pulse ox is 100. Height is His height is 5 feet and 2 inches. Weight is 177. And she is a 56-year-old. And she's alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious, with moderate anxiety. And she's sitting comfortably, well built, well nourished, with good hydration. No acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases are noticed. The patient is able to walk with a brace on the knee and a cane in the hand. Although the walk is painful, intelligent, slow, rest of the exam comes from the template, including neurological, psychiatric, musculature examination that are found to be normal. Musculoskeletal examination. Inspection palpations from the template. Spine tenderness is at the L4, L5, L5S1 level. Paravertebral muscle spasm is noticed from L1 to L5 bilaterally with mild tenderness and mild hypertonicity of 1+. Range of motion of the cervical spine is normal at forward flexion 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation 80. Lumbar spine forward flexion is 60, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 10, rotation is 20. Hyperextension was found painful. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative. Sperling sign is negative. Lermit test is negative. Distraction test is negative. Soto Hall test is negative. In the thoracic spine, Roos test is negative. Slump test is negative. In lumbar spine, Budzinski Kernick test negative. Straight leg raising test was found positive at 30 degrees bilaterally, with contralateral leg rest test being positive. Breger test negative. Kemp test is negative. Babinski sign is negative. In the sacroiliac joint, mild inflammation of both sacroiliac joint was noticed, and they were slightly tender. However, the standing flexion test, iliac compression test, and distraction test were negative, but Faber test was found positive bilaterally, and Gonsalon test was found positive bilaterally. Trendelberg sign is negative. Extremities examination, except for the right knee, rest of the extremities, including both the shoulders, wrist and hand, and hips, are all normal. Examination of the right knee shows the following. On inspection, there are no scarring, erythema, or effusion, but on palpation, there is tenderness, generalized peripatellar, with a feeling warm, and no crepitus, grinding noise, or popping noise are heard. Range of motion is normal at 135 degrees of flexion. Collateral ligaments are intact. Motor power is normal, 5 by 5. Valgus varus abnormality is not present. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer is negative. McMurray sign and Steinman sign are positive, and patellar apprehension test was positive. Diagnosis. In general, T11.9, 150.9, 110, V89.2X60, R26.89, CNS, nerves M79.2, muscles M62.838, ligaments M54.0, pain in the right knee M25.561, M23.205, M23.202, M54.5 in the lumbar spine, M54.551.27, 54.16, S33.5X6A. In the sacroiliac spine, M46.1 bilateral, S33.5X6A. Plan of care comes from the template. treatment plan is as follows. Patient is being referred to if ongoing physical therapy to begin for this work-related injury and focusing on the lower back and right knee. Medications. Following medications are provided, naproxen 500 twice a day, and she is asked to stop the Motrin. Naproxen 500 twice a day will for anti-inflammatory effect, and Elavil 50 mg at night, 30 tablets. Flexeril 10 mg 3 times a day, 90 tablets. For muscle relaxation, Elavil is for GAD disorder, help in sleep, help in depression, fibromyalgia. Lidocaine gel 5%, 200 gram for topical pain relief. Lyrica is provided for pain relief, 50 mg twice a day. And Tylenol codeine number 4, 1 tablet daily for 15 tablets for pain relief further. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI, other imaging records. There is an MRI for the right knee that is available. It was done at MHP Health Professionals, and it shows that there is no evidence of a meniscus tear. Collateral ligaments are intact. Patellar tendon is intact. Cordyceps tendons are intact. There is a minimal knee joint effusion. So essentially, the knee joint MRI is unremarkable. Interventional pain procedures. The patient may take one or two injections with the Trumil or to avoid her sugar imbalance. Continue using the knee brace and rest. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care case worker is none. Past medical records are being investigated. We have seen this patient in the past, in 2018, for her automobile accident. That has been all cleared up and the case is closed. Investigations, I'm ordering an MRI of the lumbar spine to identify pathology for pain, new pathology, DMEs. The patient has the brace for the knee, and she has a cane, and if she needs a back brace, I'll order it for her, and along with the TENS unit. Education is just weight loss program, not needed. Disability, the patient will remain disabled for work. Follow-up visit in 15 days, direct contact, yes. Thank you.